Your ability to persuade others is one of the most powerful resources you will ever discover. During this eye-opening podcast, you'll join Wayne Sutton as you uncover the secrets of influence based upon science and proven in the real world.
One of the most powerful ways to increase your influence with others is by building that inner confidence of influencing yourself. And one of the easiest ways, in fact, maybe not the easiest, but the most practical and the most powerful way of building integrity and belief and trust within your own self is having a high say-do ratio. A very high say-do ratio. Now, I picked this up from actually one of my mentors, and it was consistently said, if you're going to say it, then do it. If you're not going to say something, then don't do it. I'll give you an example. We're going to hit sales projections this month. We're going to hit sales projections. And you project based on, that's another whole topic, but you base your projections on a number of things. But you have a projection. Let's say I'm going to sell 5 units this week. And if you go in and you do not sell 5 units, then your say-do ratio is not correct. Now, you could say, well, Wayne, there's things that there's variables, there's bad leads, there's, you know, people that don't show for appointments. There's a lot of things that can affect the say-do ratio. And that's exactly right on that point. What can affect projections. Yes. So, but what did I say I was going to do? I said I was going to sell 5 units. So maybe that means if I look outside, like maybe instead of just waiting for inbound, I go outbound. Instead of just working these set hours, maybe I get creative and I look at other ways. I reach out to personal network. Okay. Now, if I say my say-do ratio is not 100% and it's based on something that maybe, for example, we had no shows, Facebook ads went down, something like that. I still did what I said I was going to do. If I miss projections, at least I know why. But now let's look at other say-do ratios. If I say I'm going to get up every morning at this time and I'm going to spend 30 minutes in prayer or meditation or mindset, breath work, I'm going to get up 30 minutes earlier and I'm going to do some cardio, I'm going to do some weightlifting, I'm going to do something, did I do it? And when you start holding yourself accountable to a high say-do ratio, then what happens is you start to believe your own self. Let me talk to you about that. Your unconscious, your brain, which truly does run most of your life, it listens for these things that you say that you don't do. Hey, I'm going to start the gym Monday, or I'm going to work out 3 days a week. And then when you don't do it, the unconscious mind says, well, I don't believe what you say. So then you can do all the positive affirmations. You can do all the mental work that you want to. The unconscious is saying, oh, well, this comes from you. I don't believe it. Just like if somebody came to you and they lied to you all the time, sooner or later you go, you know what? I really don't believe this person. Not sure if I believe that because they stretch the truth a lot or they lie a lot. On the same token, if somebody comes to you and says, and they're always truthful, always honest with you, then you're going to believe them in that situation. So the say-do ratio is the same whenever you're saying something about yourself. So probably 20 years ago, I was taught this and someone said, Wayne, what is one thing you're going to do? So you need to start retraining your brain that if you say you're going to do something, you're going to do it. I said, well, I'll check. Okay, I don't know. And he said, make it so small, so minuscule that it really doesn't matter in the scheme of business or the scheme of relationships and scheme of life. Something so small, you know you can do it. And I said, well, I'll check. I will. We had the mailbox out in front of the home. I'll check the mail every single day at 4:00. Simple, right? And he was like, wait a minute. You're on the road, you're selling insurance and annuities and financial services. What if you're not home? I said, well, if I'm not home, he said, no. I said, that's the problem. That's something you can't do every day. So I changed it back to something I could do every day. He said, now, cool. Now let's even shorten it now to something you'll do every day for 21 days. And when you accomplish that, reward yourself. Now, there was not even probably no research at the time, or very little, definitely wasn't known about dopamine and rewarding yourself and how to go on dopamine detox. But for me, that 21 days, I said I was going to do this one task. I did it for 21 days. I journaled it, and then I rewarded myself with, and I don't even remember what. I remember there was something, might have been a watch or something that I bought, but I rewarded myself for actually doing the job. Does that make sense? So years later, I'm working with another great mentor of mine, Cole Gordon, and he said, say the ratio is everything. If you say it, do it. If you're not going to do it, don't say it. And what it does is it builds this internal integrity within yourself. So when you tell someone, I'm going to do this, they can believe it. But more importantly, you believe it. You believe it. I will go and accomplish this. Well, if you said that before and never accomplished it, your unconscious mind says, no, you won't. Well, probably not. And so it doesn't even place you in the right position. It doesn't motivate that internal motivation. But when you say, hey, I've done this, and now I'm going to do this. And even going back and looking at things that you've done in the past. For example, I said I was going to get my master's degree. And I remember the associates, the bachelor's, the master's, and all the work. All of the study, and I look and say, hey, I said I was going to get a master's degree, and here it is. I said I was going to do this, and I did. I said I was going to, whatever. So if you find something that you said you were going to do, and you did it, and you say, now, based on that say-do ratio, I'm going to accomplish this. And you set up another task. Does that make sense? Okay. So there's two things really in my business world right now I'm really focused on. And so what I'm doing is going, okay, is my say-do ratio there? If I say I'm going to do this, then am I doing everything within my power to accomplish it? If it doesn't happen, then I need to look back. Why did I not do this? What happened? Was this something in my control? Out of my control? And even if it's out of your control, it may not be your fault, but you're still responsible for the actions or the attitudes and the reactions. Does that make sense? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to write down one thing that you've been that you really want to accomplish. In fact, let's even back up. I want you to write down things you say you're going to accomplish. I'm going to write a book. I'm going to start a business. I'm going to do this. I want you to write it all out. Then I want to go, what have I done? And this isn't to be judgmental. It's to be a time of self-analysis. How's your say-do ratio look? Is it 1-to-1? If you say it, you do it. Maybe you say 10 things and do one. And then find something. Again, it could be so small, so minute. Find something that you're going to do. Hey, I'll give you an example. I'm going to read the Bible. I'm going to read the Bible. I'm going to read one chapter a day for the next 21 days. I'm going to read one chapter of a personal development book every day for the next 21 days. Maybe you already do that. I'm going to do 10 push-ups, 100 push-ups, whatever, as soon as I wake up every morning. And I'm going to do this for 21 days. And then reward yourself. Doesn't have to be something crazy, but reward yourself for actually doing it at the end of 21 days. And if you're like, hey, I don't know how I'm going to fit this in my schedule. If you'll cut out the promises that you made yourself you're never going to accomplish anyway, and actually accomplish ones you're going to accomplish, the other ones will come back and be accomplishable, if that's a word. Now, so here's the thing. Habit stack. Okay, I'm going to do 10 push-ups, or I'm going to do, 10 burpees, or I'm going to do whatever. I'm going to do a 2-minute plank, 2 minutes of a plank every day for physical. Going to, as I said, I'm going to spend 15 minutes in prayer. Then, hey, really jump in. What are my prayer time? My prayer time's in the morning. Most time in the shower. And I just pray, and I have a routine, even though I'm not trying to be religious about it, I have a routine, things that I want to communicate to God and to myself. And that's my prayer time. And I never miss that. My say-do ratio is 100% because I know how important it is. But start with something small. What's something you say, I'm going to do it, and then you do it. And when you start doing that, here's my final caveat. When you start saying, I'm going to do this, and you do it, you also start to realize what you said you were going to do, and you didn't do. That makes you more consciously aware of areas that you can work on. When you become very proficient in a high say-do ratio, not only will you be more productive, you'll feel better about yourself. Your inner confidence will rise. If I say I'm going to do this, then I will do it. That confidence increases. And when that confidence increases, your external authority increases and you'll have more influence with other people. Influence yourself, influence others, then go impact the world. This has been a good podcast for you. Hit the share button. Let somebody else know about it. God bless.
Go to yourpersuasioncoach.com for more powerful resources on how to influence yourself, influence others, and impact the world.